Heading into the Canadian Armed Forces Canada West Curling Championship, Four Wing Cold Lake skip second lieutenant. Kyle Walker felt like he had some unfinished business. His rink had put together a stellar round robin during the 2022 tournament at the Moose Jaw Event Center, only to fall in the semifinal to eventual champion 17 Wing Winnipeg and finish out of the medals. It was a bitter pill to swallow for the former U Sports St. Francis Xavier standout, and one he didn't want any part of dealing with in 2023. So how did he go about handling it this time around? Just win, baby. Walker and his rink of 3rd Master Corporal Andrew Mallard, 2nd Sergeant Adam McAloney and Lead Lieutenant Colby Evans went unbeaten through the 7-team event at the Moose Jaw Curling Center, capping their run Friday morning with a 9-1 win over CFB Shiloh's Master Corporal Malcolm Edwards in the gold medal game. Yeah, I was kind of on a bit of a mission to get some redemption from last year, Walker said with a huge grin shortly after their win. We were coming in with a stronger team as well and got some practice time in Cold Lake, and then we had some great sweepers, which paid dividends many times this week, especially for me. They bailed me out a couple times, so hats off to them. Walker had put together a remarkable run through the round robin, putting up double digits in offense every game except for a barnburner against 19 Wing Comox that saw his crew squeak out a 5-4 victory. The semifinal was more of the same, as Cold Lake rolled to an 11-4 win over CFB Equimalt. Meanwhile, Shiloh's Edwards, 3rd Master Corporal Alex Arguin, 2nd Corporal Braden Mayhew and Lead Master Corporal Andrew Cowper posted a 4-2 record in their round robin to finish 3rd before upsetting 5-1 Comox in the semifinal Thursday afternoon. The title game ended up being a steel fest, with Cold Lake picking up deuces without the hammer in every end they scored except the 1st and 7th ends. I was trying to play a game to force the opposition skip to make some critical shots and force some misses, put them under stress, and we were able to do that, Walker said. Our lead really pulled through for us putting up the guards, and then we played the come-around game which we consistently did all week and was kind of our bread and butter. So we stuck to what we were good at and were consistent. Putting together the perfect week was always a pie-in-the-sky goal, but having accomplished it was most certainly satisfying. Going undefeated was cool for sure, Walker said. There were definitely some ups and downs. Comox gave us a good run in that game and they're a really strong team as well. But we were just looking to play a consistent game, kept the hammer down and tried to stay focused all week long. 1-5 Wing representatives Corporal Jonathan Benson and his rank of 3rd Sergeant Jay McClellan, 2nd W.O. Robert Cogswell and Lead Captain Gene Doyen just missed the playoffs after putting together a 2-4 record in the round robin.